This world shall know pain. Almighty Push!
The fuck up, samurai. We have a city to burn.
Sir, permission to leave the station.
For what purpose, Master Chief?
To give the Covenant back their bomb.
Permission granted.
I sacrifice my dark magician to bring forth Sugoi Summit.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the summit. This is your girl, Isabel.
This is Dylan. We are doing an OG episode right here at the end of April. We're a little late this month. We didn't get a third one out either, but you know, we have some stuff in the backlog that's going to be great for you guys. We've been recording episodes. I've been recording episodes on the side. We have just a couple things to talk about tonight. It might be a little shorter episode. We've been streaming more, though. So if you guys are missing our content or you're upset this is a little short podcast, come to the stream. Hang out in the Discord. We've been watching stuff in the Discord, a fuck ton of stuff
playing
in the Discord.
Games. We just got some more games.
Yeah, we've all been playing
together.
A bunch of new games.
Excited.
Yeah. First thing I want to start off with, like a little life update about America. We just passed non-compete laws. So I just wanted to say shout out Joe Biden for that. Officially now you're not like a slave to a company. You can get offers from other companies and go work for them, and you don't have to worry about being shunned from the industry anymore because it's illegal to do that now.
Hell yeah.
So hopefully it just creates better content and better paying jobs for people, because like if you hate where you're working but you can't go work anywhere else, Yeah, these companies.
So it's saying that people can work for other companies.
Like these companies, when you say I would go work for a company, right?
Right.
When I would like start there, they would have me sign a non-compete law or a non-compete agreement that would say to them, like, no matter what, I'm working for you guys. I won't accept offers from any other jobs or whatever, because they were afraid that like you would take their information and go to a competing company. You know what I mean?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that's how I was for a lot of jobs. Obviously, not like fucking
so, like,
gas
station.
Like
let's say
like
I quit
that.
My job at such and such company, but I mean, I can't go to another company.
Like, say you're like a game designer.
Yeah.
And you're working on a Call of Duty game for 2 years, and it's about to come out next year, and then they were preventing you from leaving, and going and working somewhere else, and like taking their ideas somewhere else. You know what I mean? It's literally just a dumbass thing to keep people from job hunting and improving their lives.
Because
like no one's gonna do that. No one's gonna fucking like take the Call of Duty formula and like go somewhere with it.
And
it
be
doesn't
able to
fucking
work for
make
other
sense.
Company when that's not what the other company's doing anyway.
But
yeah,
so now now you have to pay to keep your employees. Like fucking, if you want good quality work, pay your employees. If not, they're gonna go somewhere else that will pay them.
So it basically means that we have a choice to leave and be like, yes, we're not gonna stay here, and then we can't be forced to.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's sad.
So that's pretty much the only little other update with that. Other than that, Anaya has just been growing nonstop every day. She's becoming more and more sentient. She's definitely she's starting to say way more words and stuff now, like or sounds at least.
She's doing so
good. She's having a growth spurt or something this weekend. She's upset today.
We know she's going to be like not your height, but at least 5'8".
She's already pretty fucking tall.
I feel like my little baby girl is going to be. She's going to be tall.
She's
going to
be massive.
She's strong. She's doing a lot, and she's like starting. She's trying to talk more now. Like you can see it like working in her mind. It's so cute.
Yeah, I love it.
Figuring things out. What she was like putting the cap on and off her little pouch day. It was just
she's been sitting on my
lap
and she takes the pouch cap off and then like will drink the pouch herself and then sits it down perfectly and puts the cap back on it. So fucking cute.
And let me tell you, she is a little daddy's girl.
Yeah,
too.
She's becoming very attached to me. I love it so much.
She does.
She still is not a cuddler, though. She still is like, I'm trying she to play. Was this, well, yeah, today she was when she I woke was, her up. I woke her up from her nap because I was like, okay, you're napping too much. And then she like wouldn't walk around. She just wanted to lay on my chest and stay awake. So
going on. Yeah, poor girl.
Yeah. But I love her and she's healthy and perfect. We got fucking scammed from insurance. They're trying to charge us $800 fucking.
Yeah, I think for my Anaya's insurance last didn't appointment. Go through for her. Yeah, because like, that was the first appointment of the year, right? And that was the second.
I don't fucking know how that shit works.
I don't, but like, I'm just pretty sure that they did not at all run her insurance or didn't. So I have to call tomorrow.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
To tell them to run the insurance again, send it to them, and then see what happens, and I'll go from there. So
yeah,
but yeah,
but yeah, insurance is a scam. Is just, fucking bullshit.
Like, I have to be on top of it, or all people are on top of their shit. Like, this is how you know. It's just it's annoying.
They like make it as hard as possible.
But we're going to Rehoboth next week. Are you excited? Oh my god,
I can't wait.
You haven't seen the house, so I'm not going to show Dylan pictures at all of the house, but it looked
I'm just excited for the beach.
Pretty.
Especially like,
oh my god.
Today was so nice. We went out and got ice cream because it was like fucking 75 degrees and perfect
so
outside.
Nice out. Yeah,
we got ice cream and burritos.
Family day. It was nice.
Yeah.
But this house, like, we get our own little kitchenette
yeah,
and
so
everything.
It's hopefully
all, everyone
it's
in my
nice
family is going to be there. So, like, it's a big enough house to hold all of us, and it's right across, like, from the beach.
But you
so.
Never know in this East Coast area. Like, it could be fucking winter next week.
Oh, I think it's going to be in the low 70s is whatever was what we I looked for there. Because, I mean, it is colder on the beach with the wind. But, I mean, now if you go in June or July or now August especially, then it's really, really hot. But
yeah,
hopefully we're looking at, like, low to mid 70s would be awesome. So yeah,
so outside of life stuff, now we're gonna move into the anime updates that we have got. I've been grinding Iron Blood Orphans and other animes that are not like not new stuff that came out. So like I saw episode 1 of Kaiju number 8. That was pretty good. I'm gonna definitely watch 2 and 3.
Is that the one that guy,
yeah, the monster,
yeah.
Isabel's been watching Delicious Dungeon.
I have been every time I eat now.
Yeah.
Which a little bit.
Such a little vibe. What else have we been... I other than that, like, I want to watch Windbreaker. I want to watch that Go-Go Ranger. There's like a couple other things I want to watch, but I've just
been
distracted. So. Yeah.
You just started Disney Dreamlight, so that kind of now. We're just not really watching anything right now.
Well, speaking of reading, we've both been reading Promised Neverland.
Yeah.
I'm on book 17, and you're on book... Like 13, I think, or 12,
no,
maybe.
I think 12. I'm on book 12. Yeah, I stopped for a little bit.
Yeah, she's been reading another book series called ACOTAR.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, just some
That's
fucking fairy
for my
shit.
Girl segment
I don't know.
On here, okay, we gonna be.
Yeah, there's gonna be a girls only episode coming up eventually.
Yeah. I'm excited.
So we'll see.
I'm trying to think of I'm
someone.
Still like,
someone traded Isabel watching One Piece for her reading this 5-book series. So
I'm already on the 3rd book, and you told me to read the 1st book. And...
Yeah, she's fucking around. Brittany supposed to be watching Skypiea.
All of Skypiea.
Yeah, all
too,
of.
Too
I know. I think it was all of Skypiea and Alabasta.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So. We also got. So, Promised Neverland, how have you been? Like, honestly, I've been reading the fuck out of it, and the more I read, the more angry it makes me that the anime was so fucking fumbled like this.
I felt like that when I started back up, and I told you, I said, you need to start this back up right now, because I can't stop. And then, I'm tempted to, like, recommend it to my friend who recommended to me A Court of Thorns and Roses, because she loves fantasy, and it's, like, just...
That's
Promised
ACOTAR
Neverland
for
is
you
just...
guys who didn't know.
Yes, A Court of Thorns and Roses, all right? it's just such fan. It's a good fantasy. I think we talked about it on the last pod, right? I mean, it's a good fantasy story, and it is so upsetting that they chose to put this on the back burner and stop it versus really turning. This could have been such a major, like this would have been on my top at least 15. I think of stuff like
it definitely.
Anime,
I think might have been like
it would have stuck
a
through.
Top 25.
Yeah,
I don't know.
For
I think
sure.
I do think there needs. I have three books left. I have 3 books left. I think there needs to be more death in it.
Oh, okay.
There really is not that many deaths in it.
Okay, so I agree.
But I mean, we're about to see. Sure. I just saw Emma do some wild shit, so we're gonna see what the gamble was. I don't know what it cost her, but we're.
But sometimes
see.
I'd be feeling like that. With other anime too. Like,
what?
Like certain animes, just in general, I'm like, I wish there was a little bit more.
Like
death
who?
Make it. Just
who you think
just
about
multiple.
Like, better I get, not think no, about One Piece.
No, because I just get irritated when everybody thinks that Kaido is still alive, or not everybody. I had seen online though a lot that like Kaido could still come back. And Big Mom. I think Big Mom for sure is coming back, but I want my girl to come back. But
I do think Kaido should be defeated. Like he wanted to die by Joy Boy. He felt the same. You know what I'm saying? Let him be done.
Yeah, he's done.
I wouldn't be mad if Big Mom came back, but at the same time,
with certain characters that need
we've been dealing with Big Mom for like 400 episodes.
Speaking of death, though.
But honestly, they're not. Neither of them are coming back. Like the shit that I'm dealing with right now in One Piece is like neither of them are coming back.
And that's what I'm. What?
Like the stuff that Luffy's fighting. None of them are coming back.
Alrighty, never mind.
We also got news. Zoro's getting his own light novel, like Ace did.
I still have to read that as well.
The Ace Light novel?
No, I'm taking a... Didn't you take the manga version to work with you the other day? I was going to read it, but then I couldn't stop reading
A Court of Thorns and Roses. I thought maybe you read it.
So I am going to do that. I'm going to read that and then get it back into Promised Neverland, finish Promised Neverland, and then go back into finishing A Court of Thorns and Roses. My goal was to read more this year. I had a New Year's resolution. I was like, Isabel, you're going to read more. And I am, and I'm loving it. But I'm also reading really good books, so it's just tough.
Like Star Wars: A New Dawn. You should read that Thrawn one.
The Thrawn one?
Yeah, the Thrawn book looks interesting. Yeah.
I'd be in maybe.
For $8?
I just can't stand him. It's just I know how Thrawn? He is as a character, and it's just like, all right, you're going to be one step ahead, but all right, whoa, like, you know what I mean? Like, I love it, though. I mean, I'm not saying he's not lit. It's just like,
yeah.
I can kind of see it. And I loved him in Ahsoka. So speaking of live action, though, Last of Us Season 2, they're working on it, which is fucking exciting. Not to jump ahead here a little bit.
Yeah, no, I don't care.
I think we talked about Fallout 4 the last time. Like, all these, series coming out and
we still only got to watch two episodes, unfortunately, of the Fallout live action. So we've seen 25% of it. Honestly, it's very good. Of course. Like, I really have no complaints about the first fucking... Yeah, 95% on Rotten Tomatoes is crazy.
Right?
Especially for like a fan base that viral, or like, you know what I mean? Like, it could go all south real quick with a Fallout fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Fallout, Tori was over the other day and we showed Isabel Malibu's Most Wanted.
Oh my God.
Classic comedy, Jamie Kennedy comedy from my childhood.
From your childhood.
Yep. What did you think of it overall?
It was funnier than I thought. Honestly, the guy that was the main actor of the
Jamie?
Main,
Kennedy?
Yeah, like the main guy, whatever, Brad.
Yeah, no, B-Rad.
B-Rad. His acting was, I was actually really, really impressed with how, he was just doing it in such a
way. It was, less cringy.
It was definitely less cringe. Like, he really fit in with, all the characters, and I don't know how they wrote it or something. Like, they all just kind of went off each other really, really well, even though it was, shot in
a way. And it's one of those that has, mad people you know in it, and shit.
Like, it all just kind of started. Yeah, like, I followed it really well. Like, it wasn't bad. I wouldn't watch it again, but it was fun.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So we have, that's pretty much it show wise as well. But game wise, you know what I'm saying? The Hunter x Hunter game has been previewed and it looks fucking horrible. It's called Nen Impact and it just looks like an even worse version of the Jujutsu Kaisen game that dropped that everyone hated. It looks worse than that.
Oh no.
So I don't know why they would even think a Hunter x Hunter game was the move right now.
Yeah.
Like,
for what? Like a studio who asked comes for that? Out with all those?
They who were asked just like, for that?
They were just like, nah.
The typical run of the mill shit, yeah. Apple users have been losing their mind. Because they have officially been able to emulate now video games, the old Pokemon games.
What, on their phones?
Yeah, like they couldn't do it before, and now I guess, I don't know how they came to agreement, because it's still technically, it's kind of like stealing the content, you know what I mean? So I don't know how they got around that, but they did, and now you can emulate phones on Apple. After 12 years late, you know, Samsung's done it forever ago, but...
That's funny.
Okay, so we are back with a part two now. We had to stop recording because we had a medical emergency with Naya, and she had rashes. She broke
medical
out.
Medical emergency.
Yeah, she had broken out into hives and rashes and stuff, and we had to take her to the doctors and get seen.
Appointment.
Yeah, we had to. She just broke out randomly everywhere.
It wasn't that.
It wasn't bad.
We thought it was like food allergy.
It's definitely, it wasn't food allergy, the doctor said. But yeah, it was more like little spots, like hives came up the next day. So I said, all right, I called and we got her in. And just a little bit of hydrocortisone cream and Benadryl cleared it up within a day, which is great. So whatever it was, I'm hoping it was just a bug bite that she reacted to. I don't know how it was, or allergies. It could be, I don't know. So we'll see what happens, but... yeah, she's doing good now. No more further incidences of that. So if this happens every spring, then I'll know it's allergies, but yeah, we'll see what happens. So yeah, but
well, at least we have a bunch of the cream now. So yeah, I always go worst case scenario
for his poor girl. So she's good now.
So we are actually recording this like 2 weeks, maybe later than the first 20 minutes of the podcast you guys just listened to. So if you made it this far in and you know this is the fake out episode, you understand that, because this is the, you know what I'm saying, we're at a different point now than we were.
Right.
So we just got back from vacation. We went down to Delaware. The fucking, honestly, it was a really chill state, but the shopping was horrible.
Oh my
the food
God,
was gosh. Okay.
I know, it felt bad to have to hold off on your buying books and manga.
Yeah, there was nothing to buy at all. There was
we
not,
did get some.
There was not an anime shop in like 50-mile radius of Delaware.
Yep.
What did we get? Still, what did we get?
We got Kanan Jarrus.
Yeah, we did find that little Kanan. That was the one thing in like a vintage game shop. They literally just had like PS2s and Xboxes there, but they had like the OG Rebel set.
Yeah.
Well, not they had Kanan and they had Ahsoka.
It was the Disney Disney Infinity like line that they came out. So I have Ahsoka and Anakin.
See, I never had a Wii or whatever the fuck that.
Yeah, I never bought them, but they're cool for because they're obviously characters that we're not going to buy the figure. They're expensive for the figures, and the action figures we're not really as much into. So it was just cute little like mini little kind of like the Amiibos, right, for the Switch. So
yeah,
it was cute.
I think we actually, I hear her little demon booty up right now. Just let her free roam then.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about the Drake and Kendrick Lamar diss. So there was a big old beef with Drake and Kendrick Lamar, as some of you know, KDOT. He obviously won because he's way better than fucking some bitch-ass Canadian. And I mean, I don't think there was even one song that Drake won on. Like, if you were talking like... it just 1v1 even. Obviously, he got back-to-back like a couple times. But Kendrick just won it over every song. Every song was better. The flow was better. Everything. The disses were crazier. He was switching up themes from like happy, fun songs to like some dark-ass, like wild shit. I don't know if Drake actually has a daughter. I don't know if I 100% believe that. It wouldn't surprise me, obviously. But Drake is definitely a fucking, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion, in Minecraft, you know what I'm saying, Drake's a pedophile. So yeah, that was a wild thing to just watch unfold randomly. I know Drake's security guard just got shot outside the mansion, and the LAPD is saying that those aren't correlated, things that happened, the beef and the shooting, so hopefully they weren't. Obviously, I don't think Kendrick's going to go fucking air out Drake's mansion. He don't care that much. He's going to keep just airing him out on the fucking records. He also did break, KDOT broke the Spotify's record for most plays. And it was in a week, but he only had 5 days to chart because that's how long, like, he obviously didn't plan this release like that. So in 5 days, with like, I think it was like 11 million streams in one day or something like that on Spotify. But all the songs were absolute bangers. And other good news with the U.S., we finally decided to stop being dumb old fucking boomers and moved marijuana back down to a regular ass, like, nothing to worry about scheduled drug. It's not going to be treated like heroin and fucking wild shit like that anymore. So that was a big step for us to getting it fully, like, decriminalized. I mean, it's already pretty much fully decriminalized everywhere, but legalized fully everywhere. Most places are partially legalized, though, by now. I wonder if it's, like, let me know if you're in the Discord. Let me know what like, the laws are for your country with it. You know, say, like, how illegal is it over there? How do they treat it over there? Like, you get caught with an ounce. Like, how long are you, like, in jail for? You know? I'm just curious. There's also some wild ass. I saw moving into anime, that was pretty much all like the life updates. We'll talk about vacation a little bit more maybe when Isabel comes back, because we did we stayed like 2 miles away from the president Biden, Dark Brandon. We stayed fucking in Delaware during Mother's Day weekend, so he was there, obs. We saw Golden Kamuy is coming out with a live action here on the 19th. So literally just a week away, we're getting a Golden Kamuy live action on Netflix. And I went into watching the trailer wanting to be such a hater-ass bitch, like you guys know I love to be. And it fucking looked amazing.
Sorry, baby girl had a little poop diaper.
A poop diaper. Yeah. Oh, I love that for her, though.
I put whipped cream in her.
So yeah, so Golden Kamuy live action actually ended up looking amazing.
I literally saw it randomly on Netflix and saw the trailer. I was like, did Dylan know this is coming out? I think we mentioned it.
I didn't even believe it. I literally woke up and it was the first thing I saw, like, because we just be leaving Netflix on all alone. So I woke up and it was like on the homepage. I was like, what the fuck? Golden Kamuy live action? And then yeah, we watched it together when we came home.
Yeah.
You also saw they're coming out with the Tales of the Empire.
Yeah.
We gotta watch that for sure. That's out now.
That's like it's like the Star miniseries. Wars animation.
It's only like 6 mini episodes. So.
Cartoon. Oh, it's the miniseries.
Yeah. We also are getting another collab, and I'm actually kind of excited for it because, you know, we are big Baki supporters in this house. We love Baki.
Yeah.
Right. But you remember that other anime Tengen Ashura, right?
Right.
Well, our little babies walked in. Hi, baby. How you doing?
You guys with mama? There you go.
So Tengen Ashura, you remember that one? It's set in the same Baki universe, but it's real fucking like ugly animation CG.
Right.
So we never really like we watched the first season, but that was it.
Right.
Well, I don't even think you watched the first season. I think you might have watched like 2 episodes. Probably. But now they're doing a Baki versus Tengen Ashura. It comes out June 6th on Netflix. But it's literally like they're gonna straight up have a tournament of Baki characters versus the cast from Tengen Ashura in like the underground tournament.
But okay.
But you know all the Baki ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Where it's gonna be like we're gonna get to watch like an anime UFC fight.
Yeah.
And are like who we want to win is already predetermined for us because we already just love we want all the Baki people to win.
Right.
So.
Right. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll show you the trailer for it then. It looks pretty fucking great. And it's in Baki's animation style, thankfully.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, it's not in Tengen. It's in Baki's animation style.
I don't remember that.
All of them. Even the Tengen people are in Baki's animation style.
Okay.
Because they know that's the better looking one. They're like, obviously, hey, no one be watching Tengen. Also. Right. Oh, yeah.
Right. Is it a 3D one, or is that which one is it?
Tengen was, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It's like one of those like 3D, but they still kind of made it like try to look manga-y, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Another crossover I was thinking about, if Netflix is just going to be doing crossovers, I would absolutely love to see a fucking Dungeon Meshi and Frieren crossover so much. Could you imagine their crews interacting together? Like Senshin hanging out with Stark and Fern. Yeah, no, it would work so good. Frieren would get along so well with... what's her name, Marine?
I mean, their paths could cross, but the whole point of this,
that's what I'm saying, group dungeons, is that they're going down to... They're dealing with a crazy dungeon.
To save his sister. So it's like that. There's like more of a purpose. They're not like traveling. Like, Freyren just traveling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What if Freyren just happened to travel into there? Because you know Freyren loves dungeons. Like, that's her shit. That would be cool. Dungeons,
or do like a little special. But I don't think...
That's what I'm saying. Like a little one... not a full series. No. The only reason the Baki one's getting a full series like this is because it's like it's going to be like a 16-person tournament.
Yeah.
Like, to the death. Like, these motherfuckers be brawling.
Yeah.
So, that one, that's why that one's so wild. We also did get another wild collaboration in a YouTube music video. Red versus Miku in a Pokemon music video. So, I have to show you that battle later.
Red versus
Miku. Red, which is like the badass version of Ash from the manga and the fucking... Yeah, versus Miku.
Miku the singer.
Yeah, the singer for one of her new music videos. They're it's like a full-on gym battle with Red. Yeah. And she's like a full-on Pokemon trainer.
Yeah, I cannot. Oh my god.
And then the last little bit of anime manga information that we get is Zoro's manga comes out June 4th. We're getting it soon.
Father's Day. That could be your Father's Day gift.
or not his manga, his light novel, First Family, you know, which will eventually be a manga. You already know, like,
really? You think so?
I mean, yeah, they already did it with Zoro, right? Or with Ace, I mean, so they're right. Definitely gonna do it with Zoro,
right?
And they know people will buy it, so
right, true. We are,
yeah, for sure. You already know we
are. I'm trying to buy that shit.
We'll buy the light novel and the manga version,
yep.
Now
that I'm almost done with A Court of Frost and Starlight, which is the final book, I'm going to probably start, yeah, the Ace light novel then series.
It's one book, right? Start Promised Neverland.
Oh, well, I'm finishing. I wish I'm on book 13 now.
You got 8 more books.
That's not bad. Yeah,
you're on book 13.
Yeah, I'm almost done.
I'm telling you, I finished it on vacation, so we'll wait. We'll have a little Promised Neverland review.
Yeah, maybe by the next
time. Maybe like a mini episode. Promised Neverland mini episode.
Most of it, if not all of it. I can read all of it at work.
Yeah.
Because it didn't take me long to read that 12, so.
No.
Yeah.
For sure not.
No.
I definitely think that it is one of the most deserved anime remakes up there with Hitman Reborn, for sure.
Oh, hell yeah. I didn't think about Hitman.
You still need to watch Hitman. I'm so excited to like, really watch over it.
I was into it for a little bit.
You need to get in like a vintage anime vibe and mood.
Death Note brought that out. I mean, the Death Note's not as old. And then definitely Yu Yu Hakusho and Akira.
That's what I'm saying. It's that same vibe. And I
never watched Nana. Is that one an older one? I kind of watched that one, which was Cat. Cat was talking about.
Yeah, Shadow Cat.
Yeah.
So we have, now that we're talking about this stuff a little bit later, I think we talked about Fallout a little bit in the first one. We watched way more Fallout now. We only have, like, I think one or two episodes left.
Yeah.
I fucking love it, to be honest. Like, I really think they nailed the vibe of the show, like, the atmosphere.
Yeah. Perfectly. They hit a lot of stuff on the head. My only complaint with it is that I feel like, we have a couple episodes left, that it's becoming the whole, whoa, we're so dumb, let's fall into this next trap. Whoa, there's another trap. We're gonna fall into it. Like, oh, we got kidnapped by again. Like, no. I don't, it's just, I mean, I get what they're trying to show with the whole world, but that's why if they do a second season, maybe these characters will be a little smarter. But it is fun. I'm not saying it's not good. It's good. Again, it sets everything up, shows everything, how horrible and how it, like, this humanity is with these Fallout shelter, like all that shit. Like, it's really, really good. It's just, These characters are not.
They did, yeah. They really,
it's like they're along for the road more than like showing any type of development or getting into their character. Yeah, I don't know. Like,
and she just keeps getting captured and captured.
It's like
they
are video game
characters. Every two episodes, she gets captured.
Are we video game characters?
And somehow gets out of it unscathed. She's lost one finger so far, and which is like unbelievable. She almost should have died like 6 times.
The goal.
Yeah, he was really funny.
He's so, I'm glad they're all coming back for the second season. So I'm thinking it'll be, hopefully they dwell more into, okay, it's a show. I can play the game and be my own character that does all that. You know what I mean? But like, show me like a TV show, like The Last of Us. Yeah, like I'm down with just getting a different story development and like a good story. You got to really put out a good story when you're doing a show, and then also showing the environment, which they hit on the head. So hopefully the second season, they just kind of fix the whole, okay, guys, we're going to like dwell into more of, I mean, not that I haven't seen that this is, it's a good setup now, but I'm going to be really watching the second time around. So, yeah. But yeah, I want to play it again, though. It makes me want to play it all over again, which is why. So,
there's a supposed rumor for a Kingdom Hearts movie that supposedly may drop in 2025. I haven't heard much on it yet,
like a 3D,
but
like just, anime
I don't know.
Movie?
Yeah, probably. Like, I would assume it would be like a Final Fantasy.
Yeah,
For sure. Have you ever watched an Advent Child?
I did watch a little bit of it, like, because I liked that girl.
We should watch it for real.
YouTube, that girl with the brown hair and the pink dress. Like, I saw her and like I liked her character's look, and then Sephiroth, obviously. So I did watch a little bit of, because I've seen the Resident Evil. I saw a Resident Evil film, and I did see some of, I don't know, because, okay, so what I saw forever ago when YouTube was big, right, and everything was posted on there, there was one portion of the Final Fantasy, like, I was part of one of the movies then where the guy and the girl dies, and then they, like, they're like soulmates, and they sacrifice each other. I don't know, they sacrifice themselves, or I don't know, the girl, something with that, and then they're like, but they're together. I don't know how it ended. I think it was definitely Final Fantasy. It wasn't anything.
No clue.
It was like these two characters, like, it was showing the story of, it was probably one of the games, or I know I'm thinking of something. It's just, I can't think of any of the names or the characters, but I remember this guy loving the one girl, and then she ends up dying, or he goes back in time to try, I don't know what he ends up doing, but that was like, that was either shown in a game or it was its own like small film or what, you know, whatever, just in line with the whole the Final Fantasy plot. So I'm watching. So yeah.
Yeah, so there's also
it's gonna be good.
Yeah, sorry, Anaya is distracting as fuck to me right now. I'm missing here.
Concerned. I'm like, she's good. She got it.
She's standing up on the one computer chair we have.
And now you have trampoline that she just got you.
Yeah, she does have a whole trampoline now that Jeffrey Bezos paid for.
Her dad.
Because he was late on that Amazon fucking Prime shipping, got that refund. So there is another famous TV show that is returning. Everyone knows it, but did you hear of it? The Office?
What?
Yeah.
It's returning?
The Office is set to be returning August 24th for 10 episodes on Peacock, of course. I don't know why. Peacock must have had some budget.
I don't know, but it's not with everybody, though, right?
And it's
everybody
with
agreed to come back.
Jim is running the Scranton branch.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
Where it takes place. There was two new cast members I saw, like, employees from the Scranton branch,
mm-hmm.
but I did see that there is going to be like returning cast members. So I don't know how 100% that is. I'm going to look more into
it's
it for sure.
It would still be funny and still work, but my problem is that
it's the same writer. Same writer.
I know,
back.
But it's like, what else are they going to do? Like, I don't. The Office is so iconic. They did it. All right, cool. Like, you had how many seasons? Like 10 seasons.
I think, yeah.
It was a lot. So I just feel like unless they were bringing back Michael for something special, or they're not, which is fine, but.
No, he's definitely going to return for at least an episode.
At least
for
an episode, sure. Yeah. Would I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I get they're doing because it's so, if enough fans want that, if like the real, like the true fan, I'm not saying I'm not a fan. I am a fan, but like, I mean like the diehard fans of The Office, if they've all been like raving for this, then okay, cool. I get it. Like take what, you know, but. Like for you, for Kingdom Hearts, you want like a film and more games and more merch, and they're finally kind of, well, not really, but starting to hear that. So
yeah. So moving away from show stuff, I guess the only other really show thing, if you want to give an update, is you've been watching Yu-Gi-Oh. You watched like
barely.
12 episodes of Yu-Gi-Oh the other day.
Update on that. 12 episodes.
Yeah, we watched like 4
gaming
duels,
and just
five watching duels. Yeah, so nothing, no update.
I mean, some of it I kind of remembered from watching before, so it wasn't anything.
Yeah,
I mean, there was
like
one part with Kaiba, because Kaiba's just funny, so yeah.
What'd he do?
He was just saying about the whole, about his brother, and like, he didn't care if Yami would have to fight.
Oh, yeah, his brother.
Cheater.
Yeah, remember we were
he's like, but they're cheating.
The cheater.
Like, I don't care. Like, he needs to suffer. And then
yeah,
it's like, oh, it's just typical.
Yugi should plan for cheaters.
Yeah.
I thought that shit was so funny. He was just going to let him out to die.
Yeah.
Yugi still pulling off, though, beating Zodia and beat Cypher. So moving into video games, I am pretty excited actually to announce that I saw Sony is going to be doing a Sly Cooper trilogy port to the PS5. So hopefully that comes to PC eventually in time. But I love Sly Cooper games. Do you ever play those when you were a kid
never
at all?
Never heard of that.
Sly Cooper?
You got a 6-year difference. I never heard of that shit.
What? Sly Cooper was so fuck. I mean, I guess it was like PS3, PS2
oh, yeah.
era.
Definitely not.
Did you have a PS3 though, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, bro. Damn, so you just went straight. You went straight to a PS4 or from a Wii to a PS4?
Xbox 360 connects, and then we
oh, you're an Xbox hit me too.
So my mom got it for on sale from, I guess, this lady's kids weren't playing it, so she sold it to us for a little cheaper, and then my mom got it all, and then we bought games for it because we really wanted the Kinects, because the Wii would, that, you know, it was hands free, so you didn't need a remote like you did with the Wii, and we love the Wii, but yeah.
Another thing that I've seen is that you saw, obviously,
with Sly Cooper, is it a shooting game?
No, it's a full stealth game. I think you would like it if you played it. It was like the only stealth game I ever liked. It's wild.
You said PlayStation 2, though. Don't be forgetting.
It's on PlayStation 2. I know they did like a remaster on the PS3. Like,
Daddy, don't be forgetting. What? Are you going to get a remaster?
Yeah, on like the PS3. Like, I remember there was like, there was three. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, just
you'd be forgetting how old I am.
You were just a fucking Wii kid. That was the problem. You are a Wii kid.
Yeah, I had the luxury.
Because the PS3 and the Wii came out like the same time.
Blowing on them bitches to get
that was like the Sega.
Oh,
okay. And that was how shit would be built.
The overheating of the fucking, weren't the PlayStations overheating or something?
That was everything was doing that.
Everything. That's like, well, true. I remember
Xbox was red ringing. PlayStation was getting hacked.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting hacked, PlayStation, That's why you just saw the whole gaming community implode when Helldivers tried to make us connect a PSN account. Did you see that? About that at all?
No.
So Helldivers, yeah, because they decided that they announced that they were gonna force everybody to make a PlayStation Network account and link it to the Helldivers thing to play the game. And if you didn't, you wouldn't be able to play the game anymore. And their reasoning for it was for security purposes, to make the game safer for everyone else. But it makes no fucking sense because the game, PlayStation's the most hacked network, like, out of everybody. Like, how the fuck, my little love. Like, how does that make any sense at all? Like, it was definitely more safe to just be on fucking Steam than to have me give PlayStation Network my fucking information.
So, how is that, like, why is that bad if they're just asking for more information? Does that mean they're trying to charge you?
You know how you have the EA?
Yeah.
They want to EA you with PlayStation. So, okay. Like, anytime you start Helldivers, you gotta fucking pull the Sony thing and do all that shit.
Oh, for Helldivers. Oh, and didn't everybody, wasn't everybody bitching and they're like, we'll reassess if we're gonna do that or not. Yeah,
so then, and then they decide not to do it.
Sony
came out like, never mind.
Okay. Everyone was bitching. They're like, hey, you made something good, stop being fucking greedy. All these greedy ass companies out there.
They literally...
How about your CEOs take a fucking pay cut?
It was literally take the most pay. Negative... Well, it wasn't even a pay thing. It was just, like, some dumb shit, like, for absolutely no reason.
But it was probably for fucking...
So they could just sell our information. Sony could just sell
some information. They could offer to get more help if we give you guys all this...
So they actually ended up getting a really fucking horrible... Like, they had over 200,000 negative reviews out of 400,000. Okay. People were just changing all of their reviews, like... Yeah. Fuck Sony, blah, blah, blah. Like, it got so fucking wild.
Yeah, good. People need to fucking speak on what they want with the word. We're giving them their money. They're right. We need to speak up for what is right or not right. And hey, we want this. We don't want that. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why these companies don't be listening to it because we are the consumer.
They're fucking dumb and greedy.
They're dumb and greedy. Yeah, this is fucking sad, but we need to start calling it out. The more we call it out, look at that. It got shut down.
So I saw this fucking funny ass negative review, right? So I wanted to read it to you. It said the headline is "The Automatrons have taken over Sony's headquarters. Attention all Helldivers. The Automatrons have taken over Sony's headquarters. As a result, they have recently made a decision to actively reduce our numbers by requiring linking, sending military secrets with their PlayStation Network, Intel Collection Network, in order for our safety and security," in quotations. Undemocratic, and making it mandatory unliberty-like by May 6, 2024, Super Earth time. The Ministry of Truth has requested that all undemocratic behavior cease immediately and has declared it a threat to managed democracy. All Helldivers must put an end to this tyranny in-game. And this person literally was just winning awards left and right. Like, look at all these fucking awards. I gave him the highest award too. It was like 2,000 Steam points or whatever. I was like, "Fuck yeah!"
Oh
dog.
My
take
god!
Take my Steam points.
Take my Steam. You can give somebody Steam. I love that. Just put in a good comment.
Funny ass reviews and shit.
Oh my god! I love
that. Yeah, so I thought that was fucking hilarious.
Okay. Like,
we
all need to come together and not let this shit happen.
And then I also saw that people were saying that that's just proof that online bullying works because Sony fucking backed away from it.
I hate you because of course you would say that. You're like, look.
Look, it worked, and we bullied him.
Call him out. Look, I got free. Jeff Bezos paid for my daughter's trampoline. All right, I held him to it. Okay, I held him to what I'm due.
And then it was so fucking like iconic everything that happened in the whole situation that Helldivers is going to be putting out a cape, and that's literally for the 4 days. That was what their negative reviews looked like compared to the positive reviews. Yeah. Fans made a bunch of Helldivers like capes for it, and they agreed that this is probably gonna be the one they're using.
Oh my god,
that is definitely the best fucking design for sure. But I mean Arrowhead still stuck true to it. They fucking got it worked out. I know it was more so Sony's fault than Arrowhead's fault for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, no, it's definitely Sony was like, yeah,
being greedy fucking assholes.
We'll slide y'all some money if you can hook up all, we can get all this shit coming. Yeah, no.
So, speaking of video games, we also have a new
little... you're Dylan's daughter when she's right behind him playing with Pokemon cards. She's literally just one piece Pokemon cards and putting them in and out of tins because she's at that toddler stage.
And then she have Pikachu coins.
Has so many toys out there. She's like, no, I need these. I need
a literal trampoline now.
Yeah.
You've been playing Hyrule Warriors 4 and Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
I'm a little the original to campaign. Be fair. I need to finish that tonight. I should try.
Yeah, you're literally, you did all gillied up.
It's just really, really hard.
You did Death from Above. You did all the, yeah, that's how that works. You did all of the iconic ass Call of Duty missions. The fuck?
Right.
How did you feel? I know you were on. Oh, she is not happy. I know you did not feel the greatest about all gillied up. At least at the start, for sure.
That shit was dogs so were
fucking you.
I had to figure out where they were coming in from. I didn't struggle through it as much as I thought. No, I was going to. I think some of it is just the gameplay and how it looks. It looks real shitty, so it's not.
Well, you're playing the OG. It's just playing like a remaster. You're playing like, the OG.
You have bad eyes, to be fair. I have really bad eyes.
Thankfully, for Modern Warfare 2, we have the remastered version for you.
Okay.
So it'll look real good.
Okay.
But you're playing the OG. You're not even playing the remaster.
Yeah, I'm not playing no remaster. It looks fucking how it did when it came out.
Yeah, and that was like seven, bitch, or whatever. That
I was 8 years old, bitch, when that shit came out. I was eight.
I don't even remember. I think it was 2010 or something like that.
I was 11 years old. Okay, so
too young for those scary war games.
Yeah, I was very young, but yeah, I mean, it was. I liked that I had to keep picking this motherfucker up, and then he would yell at me, and you would make fun of. You're like, hey, do not leave me here, bitch, come back, because I would forget.
And she would just lose him sometimes because he's like in ghillie. She would put him down on a bush, and we couldn't fucking find him that one time.
I would try to hide him. I felt bad. I thought that was like the fun part.
He
of
was
it.
Popping off. And he was hitting them shots.
I liked. Yeah, I liked that I could position him up further on the hill, and he would get some of the shots. And then I was just running back and forth trying to hold down this hill. I fucked with that part. That part was actually fun. I wish there was more of a hill though to it. Like I wish we were higher up so I could get more of like, all right, now I'm like perched and I gotta hold. That would have made it so much better, but it was good. It wasn't like something crazy to be like, this is the most iconic thing since Halo. I mean, maybe, but like I'm back then, I can see why y'all were so iconic with it. I can see why it was big back then. But
Halo 2 or which one would you? Halo 2 or Modern Warfare?
Reach? I thought you were gonna say
no, not Reach. Obviously, Reach. Yeah, given, but.
I don't remember nothing from Halo 2, so I guess Modern Warfare.
Really?
No, I love the sniper and I love the guns.
Oh yeah, so I knew fun. You would love the game.
Well, not all the guns. I was like, oh, some of it was annoying. It was just, I don't know. It was definitely something that was more iconic for that era. I think that you kind of Dylan like tends to hype up things sometimes.
Well, I mean, I have a nostalgic factor. Obviously.
Dylan has a high nostalgia.
Well, and me and the whole other rest of the internet too, though, motherfucker. Like,
I'm not saying y'all don't, but it's old and maybe it would be better if I played a remaster then.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Maybe.
Yeah, it definitely would have been better.
Yeah.
We didn't have a remaster. We had the OG one. I'm sorry, I'm a real ass motherfucker. I had the OG one, okay? I forgot.
I played it though. I got to do the last mission now. But
also with that, I have been playing more Disney Dreamlight Village. I'm level 34.
Every time you said maxed out, guys.
Disney Dreamlight Valley.
It's okay.
I maxed out my whole area. I have all the fucking places.
He doesn't need me anymore now. I have all he just gets pumpkins.
Booths opened and maxed out already. And then I'm already a millionaire almost. I have 900,000 and boats fully upgraded.
Yeah, and he gets
so his Wally's garden's fully upgraded. Oh, yeah, he gets spoiled and that shit now. And I'm almost maxed like fish storage too, so now I'll just be able to sell all 20 of them fish. That's gonna be bank.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
run out once you have
pretty much I'm almost done that game. I'm gonna need a new game to play soon.
You still have to unlock beasts is a flower thing that costs a lot of money to upgrade.
I'm going to be wealthy by that point.
But now you need flowers if you want everything to be colored. If you want like green chests or green, you know, certain furniture, then
I don't care about none of that.
Flowers. Well, you need flowers for other stuff too. You should do slam dunk. Look at
that. The only other like real heavy game information that we have for you guys is a little maybe surprise one. I don't know if I told you about this. Did you see who is the next Far Cry villain?
I think I did see.
Did you see who is it?
Far Cry. It is. I don't want to fuck up his name. So I want to say it right. Is it Ciarán? No, Kieran.
Cillian.
Oh my! I'm thinking Ciarán. It's Cillian Murphy. Wait.
Yeah.
Killian? No, is it Killian?
Wouldn't that be fucking? I think it's crazy Killian. If we got
Murphy. Yeah.
If we got a Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders. Far Cry,
a Far Cry Peaky Blinders game would be fucking
crazy. If he does, what other bad guy would they have in play? He's gonna go shoot up my like, all right, dude.
What other bad guy would they have?
I knew I loved him when he was a scarecrow when I was young, but now it's like, oh, all these
iconic, so iconic
blinders. Fuck it. We have a pop. We have the all. Oh, that's
I'm so down. But Far Cry, please keep doing this. Every time there's an iconic bad guy, put him in one of your games as the main bad guy.
Other guy did the six, and that was the only reason we played it. And we still,
we literally were like, oh, he's the bad guy. Yep. No, we definitely did beat that game. It was good. It just wasn't better.
We
than
did
five.
Beat it. It was four.
I would say story wise, it's probably better than five, but gameplay wise,
oh, the gameplay was still far.
It was still good in six, but I definitely five is just so iconic.
Yeah, for sure.
Looking forward to that. Can't wait to see that.
There's my child in the back playing with her Pokemon.
Just being the lovable menace, my love, that she is.
Yeah.
Oh,
and happy belated Mother's Day. To
happy child Mother's Day.
Listening. All of the mommies in my life. I love all of you, friends and family. You know who you are. You know I love you.
Yep.
And it was awesome getting to celebrate with Anaya and Dylan at the beach. We went to Iron Hill. Did we say that? Did you already tell them that?
Oh, yeah. We went out to eat at a Iron Hill Brewery.
Right, for Hobbit, yep.
And you got a nice little salad. I got some fish tacos. We got a big-ass pretzel. We got mixed drinks in the morning. We got screwdrivers and mimosas.
Yeah, it was so yummy.
It was a nice little breakfast, Mother's Day brunch.
And then Dylan took steak for everybody that night.
Yeah, and then I made like fucking 10 steaks and baked potatoes and asparagus. Forgot to take a picture. Oh, I took the one.
You posted the family picture. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that was it.
I'll have to get them from my grandpa.
We got so many cute pictures. We'll post them on Instagram for sure. Mm-hmm. So make sure you guys are following us there on Instagram if you aren't already. And if you aren't already, then that's pretty fucked
up. I'm on Facebook as well. My name. Facebook, Instagram, mainly Instagram. I gotta start posting more. I think I have it set up to where if I post on Facebook, it posts it to Instagram as well, which is kind of nice. So
I've been secretly also working on our Bleach reactions for the YouTube. I have like first 9 episodes, like I think 3 or 4 of them are fully edited, ready to upload, but I'm not gonna upload all of them until they're all done. At least till 9 of them.
Wait,
are
what
done.
Do you mean a reaction? 12 of them are done.
I was reacting to Thousand Year Blood War, and I just never uploaded it. And I still am anime only. I don't know anything at all. I'm literally unspoiled completely. I haven't seen any scenes. Like, I don't, like, yeah, so I...
Did you finish it? No.
I finished part 1, not part 2. Then part 2 came out, I never went back and watched it.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm posting part 2 to watch. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to post it and then start part 2. Reactions. And I'll post those.
Love that.
And then we can finally have a consistent series coming up on Netflix or on YouTube for a little bit.
Netflix, give me that. That's my Netflix.
We haven't really been ripping anything because I've been getting crazy eBay fucking deals.
Ooh.
So if you guys want One Piece cards, definitely check the shop out. I'm about to have a fucking wild alt art, gold, and everything drop.
I might tell my friend to tell her husband.
Oh, yeah, I'll send him a message separately.
You keep your message. Never mind.
I definitely have a lot. Right. Obviously, you already know De Alessio and Jake Vaughn get dibs. Jake Vaughn gets dibs this time, though.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. Good. Yeah, we didn't really do anything last. So Isabel needs to finish Promised Neverland. Next time we come back with an episode, Isabel will have finished Modern Warfare. She will have finished Promised Neverland. We will have finished the live action of Fallout Blast Episodes. We will have watched the Golden Kamuy live action. We will do a little One Piece update because I know there's shit is about to get fucking crazy. And we didn't really do any One Piece this episode.
Mm-hmm.
There is some stuff to talk about, but we're just gonna, you know what I'm saying? This is a fake out. Is this a real episode? I don't know. What happened in the beginning? I don't know. But, you know? So that is everything I have to say. Be safe traveling down the summit.
Peace.
Peace.